This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, June 3rd. Okay, a few things are going on you should know about. First of all, Bespoke does a good monitoring of what works on Wall Street. And they slice the S&P up into deciles. And they sort it on things like, you know, worst to best or analyst revisions or capitalization, all kinds of interesting criteria. But what worked best in May were the top decile of stocks that had the most positive analyst earnings revisions. And they were at 4.1%. Now, we have a lot of small cap portfolios were up over 8 in May. So there is this shift to small cap underway. Now, I'm not trying to warn you about large stocks. Obviously, we manage the large cap stocks. But, you know, a lot of them are suffering from a strong U.S. dollar. Half the S&P sales come from outside of America. And when the dollar's strong, it's just harder for us to export. And we got evidence of that today in the ISM manufacturing report. It fell for the second straight month. It was 48.7 in May, and any reading under 50 is a contraction. But the new orders component plunged to 45.4, and new order the backlog new orders plunged to 42.4. That is horrific. Okay. So manufacturing in America is in a recession, okay? It has been. There was 1 month that went up. The rest of the time, it's been a recession. And this is now for almost 2 years, okay? So this is a problem, okay? The other problem is the private credit industry. I've been starting to warn about this. Jamie Dimon warned about it last week. The Fed mentioned it in their last minutes. It's a $2 trillion industry. And essentially what happens is private credit lends to private equity. And a good example is there's a company called Vista Equity Partners, and they bought a company called Pluralsight for about $3.5 billion in 2021. And they financed that buyout by over $1 billion in debt financing, okay? The only problem is Pluralsight has been written to zero on their private equity valuation, and they have a $50 million interest payment. And they sold some of its assets to another entity to make the interest payment. So there has not been a default, okay? The problem is there was a big syndicate of high-profile people to finance this deal, okay? So here's the who. It's Blue Owl Capital, BlackRock, Gulab Capital, Goldman Sachs, Oak Tree Capital, Ares Management, Benefit Street Partners. Folks, if you buy private credit from any of those firms, stop. Okay? There hasn't been a default. There are, everybody's making their money, but they're under duress. Okay? They're also leveraging debt 2-to-1, okay, to get these extraordinary yields you get in private credit. As you know, if you've done this, you have restrictions on your withdrawals. So far, so good right now, but if everybody rushes to the door at the same time, it's going to cause a problem, and it'll probably cause the Fed to cut rates, okay, because it's $2 trillion. So leverage debt is what destroyed the market in 2008. You know, I'm down here in Palm Beach area, and I'll be in Reno tomorrow, but the issue is we had, down here, we had leverage muni products back in 2008 where people were earning 13-16% tax-free, because they would leverage those munis at least 6-to-1. The leverage behind those munis was called a credit default swap. That broke. That industry collapsed, okay? And when that broke, they had to sell the munis all at once. And when Wall Street sees you coming, they drop the bid and you get fleeced. So what happened is back in 2008, all those people that were making their 13 to 16% tax-free lost 97% of their money. And it was everywhere. Of course, it was at Goldman. Citibank was the biggest underwriter of all that. And the genius behind that was Jack Lew. And you may know he went on to become our Treasury Secretary after he lost $21.1 billion for Citibank. So I hate to see all these little games that go on, okay? Wall Street loves their fees. If you leverage stuff, you get double fees. It's a problem. So I just want you to know that's brewing. Okay, so we're going to have the European Central Bank and the ECB cut this week. That's going to increase something called a carry trade, where foreigners buy U.S. debt to get a higher yield. They're also chasing our strong dollar because our dollar's strong. We're going to have the employment data come out this week, ADP on Wednesday, payroll on Friday. If it's soft, it's going to raise eyebrows at the Fed. We'll see. It looks like the labor market is cooled considerably, but we will see. In the meantime, the biggest news for June, there's going to be two big news items. One is the annual Russell realignment. They usually produce a preliminary list on Friday, and they'll revise it the next two Fridays, and it'll get more narrow. And those stocks that get added to the Russell 1000, 2000 indices tend to pop. So June tends to be a big month for small caps. You know, they did very good in May. Maybe they'll do better in June. They get added to the right indices. And the final thing that that we got to keep an eye on is what's going on in Ukraine. It's very tragic, but essentially Russia is launching missiles into their second largest city. They're trying to make it unlivable. They're trying to take out their power. And, you know, there's a shortage of men in Ukraine. They're recruiting prisoners. If they see you on the street, they might conscript you to go join the military. It's getting to be very tragic, okay? And, of course, Russia has huge losses, and we are in a proxy war with Russia via Ukraine. And but if Ukraine's second largest city falls, it's going to be interesting. The other thing is, you know, the drone technology that both Russia and Ukraine use has really become incredibly innovative, okay? Has have the Houthis. You know, the Houthis have been using drones to hit ships, okay? Now, those drones are probably cost $20,000. Our missiles that shoot the drones down cost a few $100,000. So, you know, they're sometimes these low-tech solutions are more cost-effective than the high-tech solutions. So we'll see if they get an Iron Dome to protect Ukraine's second biggest city. We'll see if what happens. But this is getting to be a problem. And Russian oil exports are at a 10-week low. Oh, by the way, OPEC, of course, just kept their production cuts on. The final thing is oil's down today, but it's down on weak economic news, okay? But we want to hold oil through the summer because if Ukraine hits Russia's crude oil pipelines from the Arctic, it's going to be maybe 2 or 3 years for that. They can get that going again. You can't have oil back up in those pipelines. It could freeze in the Arctic. There's all kinds of disasters that could happen. So in addition to the environmental disaster. So you want to hold energy through the peak summer months, and because it's going to zig when other things zag. And so fascinating month. I'm looking forward to the debate on June 27th. We'll see if Biden can, you know, get any mojo back because, you know, he's still suffering the polls. He's having this debate before the convention because he wants to prove to his base he's got his act together. But right now, the economic news is poor. The global news is poor. We could have a black swan event in private credit. There's all kinds of interesting things going on. So you just want to be in the top stocks that we recommend. And I'm proud that, you know, our best defense, strong offense. The forecast of earnings for the U.S. remain very good, okay? And we still have easy year-over-year comparisons through next quarter. But we hope the Fed's going to start cutting, and that will add an extra oomph to the market. And the market is an oasis out there amidst any chaos in the world. And, of course, we can profit from that chaos. So lots of things going on this week. I'll keep updating the podcast during significant developments. And with that said, we're off to a good start in June, but it's going to be bumpy. Oh, and speaking of bumpy, some of the stocks that were supporting the cloud computing construction, that would be things like EMCOR, Eaton, Quanta Services, Vistra, cybersecurity, like CrowdStrike. There's all kinds of other ones. NTNX is another one. They're starting to get hit with profit-taking, okay? So the market is still rotating, okay? Those were incredibly strong stocks this year, okay? So what happens is what's up is then down because Citadel uses mean reversion. So you want to buy in dips, okay? And you want to sell in the strength as you fine-tune portfolios. So you do have to wait to trade, okay? So just be aware that's going on. But June should be a positive month despite some of these macro developments that are pretty scary, okay? And with that said, I'll talk to you soon. Celine Avalier.